You're listening to Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. Each week, we will be bringing you a pub quiz style program with five rounds of varying themes consisting of eight questions each. We also start every episode with a bonus anagram, which will be due at the end of the episode after the answers for round five. If you'd like, we have a PDF scoring sheet available on our website, triviatimepodcast.com, which you can use to answer along. Each correct answer will be worth 1 point unless specified otherwise. Get together with your trivia team or play solo, at home, or on the go, because it's trivia time. Welcome to episode 108 of Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. I am your host, Kelly Sharon, and I am joined by our quizmaster, Ricky Lime.
Hi there. How you doing, Kelly?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good.
Our Halloween-themed visual round is up on our website. It's pretty awesome. Y'all should check it out. Also, quite a few people to give some shout-outs to this week. Massive thanks to both Annalise and Greg, who became patrons.
Woo!
Annalise is actually one of my personal friends. And I was like, girl, you didn't have to do that, but thank you very much.
Hi, Annalise.
Hi, we miss you. Also, Sev and Luke ODT81 both left really awesome 5-star reviews that were lovely to read. So thank you so much for taking the time to do that. We always appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you all.
And then just a little side shout out. One of our patrons, Jackie, has some buddies that listen regularly. Their names are Rick and Marty. No, not Rick and Morty, but Rick and Marty. And they seem like a pretty cool pair of guys. So
amazing.
Hi, Rick and Marty. Thanks for listening.
All right, it's time to get to our bonus anagram of the week. This will be due at the end of our program after we reveal the answers to round five, so you have plenty of time to work on it. Our bonus anagram this week is hypercrust. H-Y-P-E-R-C-R-U-S-T. And the question that goes with this anagram is, considered one of the greatest shooters of all time, what two-time NBA MVP currently plays point guard for the Golden State Warriors? Moving on to round one.
Round number one is called What the PH? This general knowledge round contains answers that all start with the letters PH.
Question number one. What English musician is responsible for such cheesy song titles as Groovy Kind of Love, Another Day in Paradise, and Easy Lover? Question number two. Claustrophobics beware. What 2002 neo-thriller film directed by Joel Schumacher starred Colin Farrell and Katie Holmes and grossed over $97 million at the box office? Question number three. Camelback Mountain, Chase Field, and Papago Park are all located in what major U.S. city? Question number four. What Andrew Lloyd Webber musical is based on a French novel by Gaston Leroux? Question number five. What jam band, often associated with the Grateful Dead, formed in Vermont in 1983 and is known for their extended musical improvisations and dedicated fan base? Question number six. With a name that references a fear of ghosts, what popular investigative horror video game is described as a first-person survival game with players encountering ghosts which they must identify? Question number seven. What musician and man behind the hat made up half of the hip-hop duos The Neptunes and N.E.R.D.? Question number eight. consisting of over 7,600 islands, what country is categorized under three main geographical divisions from north to south? Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao. We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. Here are the answers for round one, what the pH? Question number one. The English musician behind the Cheeseball hits Groovy Kind of Love, Another Day in Paradise, and Easy Lover is Phil Collins.
I'm not a huge fan of his music. I acknowledge that he's an incredible musician, but I do love me some In the Air Tonight.
I don't turn it off.
No. It's so good.
Question number two. The 2002 neo-thriller film directed by Joel Schumacher that starred Colin Farrell and Katie Holmes was Phone Booth. Question number three. Camelback Mountain, Chase Field, and Papago Park are all located in Phoenix.
Have you been to any of these?
I've been to Camelback Mountain. I think that's it.
Cameltoe Mountain.
Check.
It's actually two small mountains next to each other. Next.
Amazing. Question number four. The Andrew Lloyd Webber musical based on a French novel by Gaston Leroux is Phantom of the Opera.
Never heard of it.
What's this?
I guess when people wear their masks under their nose, it's kind of like the horizontal version of this situation.
I guess so.
I don't like it.
Never thought of it like that. Question number five. The jam band who formed in 1983 and is known for their extended musical improvisations and dedicated fan base is Fish.
A little P-H-I-S-H, Fish. Cool.
Yes, you might have been saying, but how does this fit?
It's a pass for me.
Me too, but not for a lot of people.
No.
They are serious, so. Question number six. With a name that references a fear of ghosts, the popular investigative horror video game is Phasmophobia.
Who doesn't have phasmophobia?
Well, probably like seance people, right?
Welcome, ghosts.
Yeah, they're like inviting them in. It's not for me. I don't want to mess with that. Question number seven. The musician that makes up half of the Neptunes and NERD is Pharrell Williams.
He's crazy talented. His career is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. His career is just massive at this point.
Big fan.
And big hats.
Yeah, 10-gallon hats.
Question number eight. The country categorized under the three geographical divisions, Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao is Philippines. Moving on to round two.
Round number two is our audio round. This one is called The Friend Zone. This is a music round of songs about friendship. And as an unwelcome bonus, I have overlaid clips of Kelly singing You've Got a Friend by Randy Newman over the top of all the songs. You're welcome.
I hate it. I hate it already.
You'll get a half point for song title and a half point for recording artist.
One. So I took Blah's word for it. At this time, I thought just having a friend could it be no crime. Because I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that. Let's go into the story about our green blah, blah, blah. You're so we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time.
Two.
I'll come running.
You're fine.
See you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall.
You're fine. All you got to do is call.
3.
She a real fat bitch. I got on top. She on it, no in a strip club. No, my girl gon' tip. Now she twerking. She throw it out and come back in. Beep, beep. Is that my bestie in a tessie? Fresh blowout. Skin on town. She
real. You're fat bitch.
4. Five.
Well, I guess I was wrong.
You're
I just don't belong. Then I've been there before. Everything's alright. I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door.
6.
Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree. We will rest upon the ground.
You're fine.
Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound.
7.
You walked in my life at 2 a.m. Cause my boy's
here.
Here are the answers for round 2, the friend zone. Song number 1 was Just a Friend by Biz Markie.
But you say he just a friend, and you say he just a friend. Oh.
Song number 2 was You've Got a Friend by James Taylor.
You've got a friend.
Song number 3 was Best Friend by Saweetie featuring Doja Cat.
That my best friend, she a real bad bitch, got her own money.
Song number 4 was You're My Best Friend by Queen.
Ooh, you're my best friend.
Song number 5 was Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks.
'Cause I got friends in low places.
Song number 6 was We're Going to Be Friends by The White Stripes. Song number 7 was My Ex's Best Friend by Machine Gun Kelly.
I swear to God, I never fall in love.
And song number 8 was Why Can't We Be Friends by War.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
You're not a friend.
I'm frenemies with my own voice, as you have put on display here. It's the worst.
You got a friend in me.
Old Randy Newman.
Cool.
Rest in peace, Biz Markie. Total bummer.
Yeah, you got that little Emmy ode in the opening of the show, though.
Also, I do love that Saweetie Doja Cat song, Best Friend. It's hilarious.
It is.
And I can't hear that White Stripes song and not think about Napoleon Dynamite.
Obviously.
One of our favorites. Comedy gold. But also, I don't need to be putting out negativity in the world, but Machine Gun Kelly, not a friend of the show.
But he is a friend of the internet right now, so.
Ugh. Dude's a poser.
He is resurging.
I kind of feel the same way about him as I do like Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, I do not know why Megan Fox decided to revive his whole career. We didn't need him. She could let go anytime.
Sure. But I mean, like, look at her taste in men.
It's not great.
David Silver from 90210. Cool. Thank you, next.
Moving on to round 3.
Round number 3 goes out to Emily and Nick. an awesome pair of twins that are also taters and have been doing a lot of traveling and listening to Trivia Time together. This one is for you guys. It is called Pen 15. That is P-E-N-N. This classic subject round is about the great state of Pennsylvania.
Thank you, Emily and Nick.
Yeah, thanks.
Question number one. Pennsylvania is officially called the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Only three other U.S. states are commonwealths. List one of them for a point. Question number two. What famous 1863 battle was fought during the American Civil War in the South Central region of the state? Question number three. What iconic American folk hero and frontiersman most associated with Kentucky was actually born in Pennsylvania? Hint, he is often depicted wearing a raccoon skin hat, but in actuality donned hats made of beaver. Question number four. Developed in the early 20th century, what famous beef sandwich has taken the name after the Pennsylvania city it was invented in? Question number five. Founded as a Quaker institution, what women's liberal arts college is located just west of Philadelphia and was the first women's college to offer graduate education through a PhD? Question number seven. Hijacked by Al-Qaeda terrorists on 9/11, what United Airlines flight with intent to strike the U.S. Capitol building crashed in Pennsylvania, killing all 44 people on board? Hint, there was a 2006 film based on these events that was named after this flight number. Question number seven. The Liberty Bell is made from 70% of what type of metal? Question number eight. Released as the lead single on the 1982 hit album, The Nylon Curtain, what American musician recorded the song Allentown? This track tells the story of blue-collared workers in Pennsylvania struggling with the decline of the American manufacturing industry. We'll give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. Here are the answers for round three, Pen 15. Question number one. You needed to list one of the three other U.S. states that are commonwealths, and they are Kentucky, Virginia, and Massachusetts. Question number two. The famous 1863 battle that was fought during the American Civil War in the South Central region of Pennsylvania is the Battle of Gettysburg.
Pop quiz, Kelly. Who delivered the Gettysburg Address?
Abraham Lincoln.
You're right.
Yay!
That's the one that starts with 4 scores and 7 years ago.
It is. Question number three. The iconic American folk hero and frontiersman most associated with Kentucky that was actually born in Pennsylvania was Daniel Boone.
And a fun fact is he had 10 children and raised an additional 8 from his deceased siblings.
It's a lot of kids.
It's a lot of kids. And he also had this pretty insane life, career, etc. So busy guy.
He had to make all those animal skin hats.
Busy guy in a beaver hat. Pop quiz 2.0. Kelly, would you rather wear Pharrell's 10-gallon hat or Daniel Boone's beaver cap?
I'm going Pharrell on this one.
I know you're a vegetarian. I respect that.
Yes, it's the only thing holding me back.
That's it.
Question number 4. Developed in the early 20th century, the famous beef sandwich that took its name from the Pennsylvania city it was invented in is the Philadelphia cheesesteak.
Nasty.
Nasty!
Yeah, I've never had one, so.
Me either, girl. I looked at pictures and it looks revolting. Is there like veggie roast beef?
I'd try a veggie one. Well, I know that there are places that make veggie cheesesteaks. I don't really know what they make it out of.
Well, not steak.
That's correct.
But the cheese is like bowling alley nacho cheese.
It is. Yeah, it's like a Velveeta sitch.
And then it's just this like tattered beef.
Question number 5. Founded as a Quaker institution, the Pennsylvania Women's Liberal Arts College that was the first women's college to offer graduate education through a PhD is Bryn Mawr.
And a fun fact is the college motto is, I delight in the truth.
That's a cute motto. Question number 6. Hijacked by Al-Qaeda terrorists on 9/11, the United Airlines flight that crashed in Pennsylvania, killing all 44 people on board, was United 93. Question number 7. The Liberty Bell is made from 70% copper.
So it's 70% copper and then 25% tin or aluminum and then some other metals mixed in.
Well, it's got that crack.
The bell cracked when they rang it during the funeral of a chief justice in 1835.
Shoot.
Yeah. And then again, when they rang it on George Washington's birthday after having repaired it, it cracked again. And then they're like, I guess this is just a feature.
Let's stop actually ringing the bell now.
It's like Botox. Those wrinkles come back.
Question number 8. The American musician who recorded the song Allentown, telling the story of struggling workers in Pennsylvania, is Billy Joel. Moving on to round 4.
Round number 4 is called Calling All Libras. It is Libra season. This is a well-balanced round on famous Libras and their zodiac sign.
Question number 1. Often depicted in graphics representing the Libra zodiac sign, what does Libra translate to in Latin? Question number 2. The 39th U.S. president and oldest living president is one of 4 U.S. presidents that have been Libras. Born on October 1st, 1924, and still kicking, who is he? Question number 3. This 4-time Grammy-winning British-Australian entertainer and woman behind the terry cloth headbands has had 2 number 1 Billboard hit albums, 1974's If You Love Me, Let Me Know, and 1975's Have You Never Been Mellow. Who is she? Question number 4. Considered the element of intellect, what element is the zodiac sign Libra assigned to, along with signs Gemini and Aquarius? Hint, the 4 zodiac elements are fire, water, earth, and air. Question number 5. What pop punk musician and proud Libra released her debut studio album in 2002, Let Go, which became the best-selling album of the 21st century by a Canadian artist? Question number 6. Receiving 9 battle stars for its service, the U.S. Navy battleship, the USS Libra, aka 12, sailed from 1941 to 1955, assisting in 2 major wars. List both of the wars for a half point each. Question number 7. This Libra, an American entertainer considered Philadelphia royalty, is the only actor to have starred in 8 consecutive films, which grossed over $100 million at the U.S. box office, 11 consecutive films, which grossed over $150 million internationally, and 8 consecutive films, which opened at the number one spot in the U.S. box office tally. Who is he? Question number 8. For a half point each, list the 2 Childish Gambino singles that earned the very talented Libra entertainer Donald Glover 5 total Grammy Awards. We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. Here are the answers for round 4, calling all Libras. Question number 1. Libra translates to scales in Latin.
Every week when I go to the grocery store and I buy those 2 handles of Tito's vodka and I'm walking down the aisle, I feel like Lady Justice.
Very balanced.
Yes. Very balanced lifestyle. Help.
Question number 2. The 39th U.S. president and oldest living president, that is one of 4 U.S. presidents that have been Libras, is Jimmy Carter.
Little old guy working so hard, still building those houses.
Busy guy. Question number 3. The British-Australian entertainer and woman behind the terry cloth headbands with the hit albums If You Love Me, Let Me Know, and Have You Never Been Mellow, is Olivia Newton-John.
And a fun fact is, when Kelly and I play pickleball, she also wears a pretty cute headband. No big deal.
I sweat, man. Yeah, if it is between 10-gallon bucket hat,
a beaver cap,
and a terry cloth headband, I am picking a terry cloth headband.
Same.
My actual preferred headwear.
I'm picking 10-gallon hat, and I will be putting one of those handles of Tito's inside that hat.
Ooh, portable.
But not comfy.
Not comfy. Question number 4. Consider the element of intellect, the element that the zodiac sign Libra is assigned to, is air.
It makes sense, because when you think about intellectuals, it's like they're full of hot air or they're airheaded, so this all tracks, right?
Yeah, there you have it. Question number 5. The pop-punk Canadian musician who released the hit 2002 album Let Go is Avril Lavigne.
A fun fact is, Avril Lavigne is Kelly's girlfriend.
How'd you know?
They share eyeliner tips.
Yeah, that's how punk we are. We just put on our eyeliner.
Do you remember when she was dating the Nickelback guy? Chad Kroger.
What a pairing.
Right?
Question number 6. The U.S. Navy battleship, the USS Libra, a.k.a. 12, sailed from 1941 to 1955, assisting in World War II and the Korean War. And you get a half point for each.
Good times, am I right?
Really fun sails.
Yes.
Question number 7. The Libra, an American entertainer who is the only actor to have starred in 8 consecutive films, which grossed over $100 million at the U.S. box office, is Will Smith.
And y'all should have got that with my hint. Philadelphia royalty. Fresh Prince.
Born and raised. Question number 8. For a half point each, the 2 Childish Gambino singles that earned Donald Glover 5 total Grammy Awards are Redbone and This Is America.
This is America. Don't get you slipping now.
Both are amazing songs and totally different from one another. He's crazy talented.
Yeah, nearly perfect songs here.
Friend of the show.
Moving on to round 5.
So as always, round number 5 is our connection round. It is a series of seven seemingly unrelated questions and answers that are somehow connected. So the answer to number eight will be the connection.
Question number one. What track and field event and Olympic sport involves pushing an airbound heavy spherical ball as far as possible? Question number two. Based on a 2006 novel of the same name, what 2011 romantic drama film starred Reese Witherspoon and Robert Pattinson and featured the tagline, "Life is the most spectacular show on Earth"? Question number three. What home video format originally sold and marketed by MCA DiscoVision debuted in 1978 and resembled a large CD? This format was capable of offering higher audio and visual quality than its consumer rivals, VHS and Betamax. Question number four. Often referred to as ML, what is the study of computer algorithms considered part of artificial intelligence that builds models based on sample data in order to make predictions or decisions without being explicitly programmed to do so? Question number five. What citrus carbonated soda brand comes in an iconic yellow can and was created in 1938 in Phoenix, Arizona? This soda features grapefruit graphics to promote its flavor that in actuality contains less than 1% grapefruit juice. Question number six. What godfather of science fiction writing published the short story collections The Martian Chronicles in 1950 and The Illustrated Man in 1951? Question number seven. What 1979 number one hit song by M, an English music project from Robin Scott, features the lyrics, "Wanna be a gunslinger, don't be a rock singer, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, whichever way you wanna go"? It's connection time. And question number eight is the connection between the answers for questions 1 through 7. We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. And just as a reminder, the bonus anagram will be due at the end of this round. Here are the answers for round 5, our connection round. Question number 1. The track and field event that involves pushing a heavy spherical ball as far as possible is shot put. Question number 2. The 2011 romantic drama film starring Reese Witherspoon and Robert Pattinson that featured the tagline, "Life is the most spectacular show on Earth," is Water for Elephants.
I think he's quite a bit younger than her, so go Reese.
We'll get it. It's normally the other way around.
He's pretty dreamy. You don't like him?
It's not my cup of tea.
Even gay wads like myself and Kristen Stewart can admit he's pretty dreamy.
Question number 3. The home video format originally sold and marketed by MCA DiscoVision that debuted in 1978 were laser discs.
Amazing. Can we also talk about DiscoVision? Hell yes.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Love it.
We need to bring this back.
Question number 4.
Whoa, Kelly, what was that?
Must have been some flying laser discs.
I think my laser disc was skipping a beat. Just kidding. Actually, that was a triple tater. So if you correctly answer this question, you will receive 3 points instead of 1.
The study of computer algorithms considered part of AI
that builds models based on sample data is machine learning.
I'm sorry, I just fell asleep. What did you say?
So you didn't get this triple tater?
I took a disco nap after that disco vision question. Totally missed out. Sorry.
Question number 5. The citrus carbonated soda brand that comes in an iconic yellow can with grapefruit graphics, despite containing less than 1% grapefruit juice, is Squirt.
Yum. Just add Tito's. We like it. I'm not a soda drinker, and I actually do like Squirt.
I don't think I've ever had it.
If you like grapefruit.
I do.
Sounds like we have an agenda.
I'm busy, I guess. Question number 6. The sci-fi writer who published the short story collections, The Martian Chronicles and The Illustrated Man, is Ray Bradbury.
Legend.
Absolutely.
The Bradbury building downtown in LA is worth checking out if you're downtown.
It's very pretty.
It's really cool.
Question number 7. The 1979 number one hit by M that features the lyrics, "Wanna be a gunslinger, don't be a rock singer," is pop music. Question number 8. And the answer to question number 8 is the connection between the answers for questions 1 through 7. And we had answers like
shot put,
water for elephants,
laser discs,
machine learning,
squirt,
Ray Bradbury,
and pop music.
And all of those answers include types of guns.
Pew, pew, pew. Back to that Machine Gun Kelly, am I right?
All roads lead to Machine Gun Kelly for this episode.
Want to be a gunslinger, don't be a rock singer. There was a few little hints sprinkled in here. Whoop guns. Just kidding. I own 0.
Returning to our bonus anagram of the week, our bonus anagram was hypercrust. Our question that went with this anagram was, considered one of the greatest shooters of all time, what 2-time NBA MVP currently plays point guard for the Golden State Warriors? And the answer is Steph Curry. Hypercrust scrambles up to be Steph Curry.
Kelly, if you could spend an evening with either stuffed crust pizza or Steph Curry.
I don't want to choose.
Both.
Both.
Yeah, all of the above.
Exactly.
No, he's a total dreamboat.
Lay some beaver pelts down.
Oh, hello.
Thanks for listening to Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. Tune in every week for new episodes. We'd love to hear from you if you have any questions or feedback. Our email address is triviatimepodcast@gmail.com. And our website is triviatimepodcast.com. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for weekly round reveals, free answers, and bonus questions. That wraps up this episode of Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. I'm your host, Kelly Sharon, and I've been joined by our quizmaster, Ricky Lime. We hope you enjoyed listening and playing along. If you did, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. We might even give you a shout out in a future episode.
Our background and answer break music this week was Neon Rain by Dr. Sparkles.
This has been a Pick and Shovel production recorded in Long Beach, California. Special thanks to Zach, Lydia, Abe, and all of our trivia buddies.
Until next time, later, later taters.
Cool, we did it.
Yay!
You're kind of dreaming me.